we've spoken in terms of the fact that as the darkness increases, it becomes necessary that there be a greater light to combat the darkness. The emphasis, but there really is a deeper process playing out. When we say the darkness is getting ever increasingly greater, that's only the superficial view of reality. Actually, what's actually happening is we're actually getting closer and closer to the revelation of Mashiach. As we get closer and closer to the revelation of Mashiach, so that is why that is expressed, the fact that we're getting closer and closer to the revelation of Mashiach is expressed by the fact that there are progressively greater revelations of divinity and godliness within Torah itself. That is what's really happening, is an expression of the fact that we're getting closer and closer to the ultimate revelation. In other words, revelation is growth. In fact, it ever says the reason why the darkness appears to become increasingly greater is because those forces that oppose this ultimate revelation of, as Mashiach gets closer, those forces that oppose this ultimate revelation have to increase their opposition in order to try to hold off that ultimate revelation. So on the surface, what's happening is these revelations are taking place in order to combat the darkness. What's really happening is, on a deeper level, these greater revelations are taking place in anticipation of and in preparation for the ultimate revelation. At that time, not only will the study of the deeper dimension of Torah be something which you mix in the form of little drops, but we said that beyond that, we've already reached a point where it can be studied by itself. At that time, we're told that the primary involvement of the Jewish people will be studying the deeper dimensions of Torah. In fact, in Tanya, he says that we will know the laws from studying the deeper significance, from studying the godly reality. That's how we will know the laws from that. We won't even have to study directly the revealed portion of Torah. Our knowledge of the laws will come directly because our study of Torah will be exclusively in the realm of the concealed, that which had been previously concealed, and at that time will be fully revealed, the oil that is contained within Torah itself. And it is this process that's playing out in each progressive generation, and is expressed by the fact that when the Rebbe Rashab established Temchit Tmimim, he said that, he's on one level he said that it was to combat the darkness, on the other hand, he said that they are the soldiers of the house of David, the soldiers of the house of David, whose their job is to actually bring about the redemption. And this is something which has been done increasingly more and more in the time of the Friedrich Rebbe, right, and the Rebbe establishing branches of Temchit Tmimim all over the world and sending out these soldiers to every part and every corner of the world in order to bring about, to prepare the world and actually bring about the revelation of Mashiach. And the Rebbe says that it's emphasized even more so in our time, when we've already reached the point, as the Rebbe says, where everything is already ready, and the only thing that's left to do is open our eyes and see how the redemption is already here. And that is the ultimate completion. In other words, we're fully at the end of the process of revelation, at least within the darkness of the world, and we're fully ready, and we only have to do our last step of opening our eyes in order to be able to merit and immediately the full and complete redemption.